Now, here is an interview with author William Cooper.
So, Mr. Cooper, are there larger numbers of people all the time who are receptive to your message and who are thinking a little bit more deeply and critically about these fundamental issues of government and politics that perhaps they did not give as much thought to in the past?
Oh, yes. In fact, I never dreamed that I would make such an impact. When I first began what I'm doing now, which was many years ago, I was lucky if I could travel 1,000 miles and collect 3 people in somebody's living room, none of whom, by the way, would help me pay for expenses or anything else, to sit down and listen to what I had to say. And I did this many times, travel all the way across the country, just to talk to 2 or 3 or 4 people in somebody's home and put all the expenses myself. And now I can go to someplace like the Salt Dome in Salt Lake City and fill the place up with people who want to come and hear what I have to say. And I think the radio broadcast has had a lot to do with it. My book has certainly been the number one underground book in the country for the last 8 or 9 years, and continues to be today. And I know that I'm really hitting the mark, and I'm really making people pay attention. When the president of the United States, William Jefferson Clinton, names me in a White House memo, which Rush Limbaugh read on the air, as being the most dangerous radio host in America. To me, that was the most tremendous compliment that I could ever receive. It was worth more than $50 million, in my estimation. And if I don't ever do anything more than what I've accomplished, I certainly have accomplished quite a bit in the way of waking up the average American to stop believing everything that he's told or taught and start questioning and using his own mind for something other than to hold up the top of his head. And I think that's happening. I think people are beginning to question and think and arrive at their own conclusions today a lot more than they ever have in history. Trusting people is what got us in this situation. And the concept, the whole concept that imperfect man can rule other imperfect men and it's going to turn out all right is the most ludicrous proposition that I've ever heard in my life.
I think there are a number of people that agree with what you say who are aware of some of these facts. Again, the question to ask is, given that there may be ills and abuses –